is so unusual that Rick Harrison says that he doesn't watch his television show.
Oh, my
Pawn
goodness.
Stars segue. Rick, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great.
Listen, we all love...
It's a little early. Sorry, I'm calling.
Oh, I bet it is. Now, you're used to... Are you in town yet, or are you in Vegas?
I'm in Vegas.
Oh, boy, it really is early there. Wow. Mm. So, it's great having you with us. Your show has become a fabulous success story, and it's funny. Don't take this in the wrong way, and it's good that you're in Vegas when I say it. But there isn't anybody who's particularly, like, handsome or gorgeous or beautiful. Everybody leaves their clothes on for the whole show, and yet we watch in incredible numbers on the History Channel. Why is that?
I'm still not completely sure. I mean, because for 4 years when I pitched the show, everyone told me that no one's going to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop.
But you stayed with it. Why did you? Why did you think this was going to be a good show?
Because everyone for years said that I was like had stories about everything, and it was interesting. And I figured if I got a reality show, I might get a season or two, and it'd probably be good for business. I never thought this would happen, though.
Yeah,
Is it good for business?
Yeah, is it good for business?
I have a little pawn shop that I get. This time of year, I average around 4,000 people a day in.
Whoa.
Wow.
How about that? You know what? I have to ask you, because when I watch the show, I find myself rooting for the little guy that comes in with something that I am so sure is authentic. And then your friend comes over with the hat on and he says, no, you know, it's not authentic. That's not from the Civil War. And I get really upset. Do you ever feel bad about that?
Not really. No, I mean, I wish everything was real, and I wish everyone walked out of my shop with a gazillion dollars, but it's just more like the facts of life, you know? I mean, everyone wishes they could date the prom queen, but, you know, in the end, it probably wouldn't be a good thing anyway.
Now, I want to talk to you about something that that you're going to be coming into town for. It is a walk to help those who are dealing with epilepsy, those who are the patients themselves, as well as, you know, their families and all the researchers who are trying to raise money to deal with this problem that afflicts 3 million Americans. So you're going to be here for the 8th annual National Walk for Epilepsy. Are you going to make the walk on March 22nd?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be there. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to be there. You know, I'm the national spokesman for them. Epilepsy is just, it's a condition that really doesn't get, you know, I think the press and everything it needs. I mean, you know, you take all the people with autism and throw in another dozen diseases, and that still is not as many people with epilepsy. So, you know, we're really trying to raise awareness to it, get people to know about it, help people out who have it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
How hard was it for you growing up with it?
It was hard. I mean, it was, it sort of saved my life because, if you have a bunch of grand mal seizures and, you tear half the muscles in your body, you end up laying in bed. And in the '70s and, you know, with a dad who's in Vietnam, there's only one TV in the house, and that's downstairs in the living room. So I read books.
Huh. And that's how you got so darn smart.
Hey, how do you sign up for this walk?
I believe you go to epilepsy.com, mm-hmm. and they will help you out right there.
Are you seizure-free now as an adult?
I am now. It's called benign childhood epilepsy. I don't see why in the world they call it benign. Mm. But half the people grow out of it. Right around 50% of people grow out of it, 50% don't. I was one of the lucky ones.
Well, thank you for giving back. Really appreciate that spirit. And we love your show. When you're in town here, stop, visit in. We'll have a further conversation about all the crazy stuff that goes on in your pawn shop, okay? The stuff that we can't talk about on the air.
I really can't stand watching myself on television.
Really weird. Well, we like watching, and that's
you do a great job. You really do.
Rick Harrison, thanks so much. Rick Harrison there from the Pawn Star Show. What a great guy.